Chris Morning Update, Tuesday, April the 11th. 大家好，欢迎来到4月11号的新闻早报。那么在人工智能方面，谷歌中国在中国棋院召开发布会，宣布世界第一围棋手柯洁将在5月底对战 AlphaGo。在科技方面呢 ，Piper Jaffray 调高了特斯拉的评级，特斯拉一度超越通用汽车，成为美国最大市值的汽车生产商。在财经方面呢，印度最大的电商平台 Flipkart 证实获得了新的一轮14亿美金的融资，投资方包括腾讯、eBay 和微软。那么在外交方面呢，卢森堡驻上海总领事馆就上海史诗级骂街事件发表道歉声明。在武汉本地新闻方面，武汉、长沙、合肥、南昌四市党政主要领导首聚江城，共同签署了长江中游城市群省会城市合作行动计划2017至2020。 It's human against artificial intelligence round 2. Ke Jie, the world's top Go player, will join 7 other leading Chinese Go players in Wuzhen, Zhejiang province to compete with artificial intelligence program AlphaGo from May 23 to May 27th. Google and China's Chess Academy made the announcement at a press conference on Monday. Ke Jie said it was a great honor to be chosen as the human representative to play against AlphaGo. I will do my best to win the game, he added. The Google-developed AI system gained worldwide fame when it beat the South Korean Go master Lee Sedol in March 2016. And we turn to the US market as Tesla has briefly been the number one car maker in the US by market capitalization earlier Monday trading, a milestone it hit around the open after the shares hit a fresh record intraday high for the stock after an upgrade from analyst at Piper Jaffray saying, admittedly, before investors can follow our advice and buy Tesla's names, they will need to employ a creative valuation methodology and prepare for a bumpy ride. As the analyst Potter said, he is convinced that Tesla will begin Model 3 deliveries this year, not mid-2018 as previously assumed. And Flipkart gets $1 billion funding from Tencent and Microsoft, also eyes another $500 million from eBay, which seeks to merge its India operations with it and exit business. India's largest e-commerce marketplace, Flipkart, has closed a $1 billion funding round with backing from Chinese internet giant Tencent and a participation from Microsoft, just 2 months after former Tiger Global executive Kalyan Krishnamurthy took over as CEO of the company. This latest round of funding brings down the valuation of India's most highly valued startup to $11 billion from a previously high of $15 billion, according to sources close to the development. While the round has been completed, the company has so far not disclosed any details on the investments. Flipkart declined to comment on market speculation, citing company policy. Apart from the $1 billion, Flipkart is also looking at an additional $500 million investment from eBay, which is in talks to merge its India entity with the company and exit the business. The investment will give Flipkart the firepower it needs to take on a fast-growing Amazon and also a potential entry into the peer-to-peer e-commerce market. Amazon owns peer-to-peer marketplace Junglee and has integrated its services on its main platform. And we turn back to China, Shanghai. The Luxembourg Consulate General in Shanghai regrets that the posting on social media of a video of a verbal quarrel on the road involving one consular attaché hurt the feelings of many Chinese netizens. And it says, we are currently investigating to find out the whole truth about what happened that night in close cooperation with the Shanghai police and other relevant authorities. We thank the authorities for their professional and efficient reaction. For more than 10 years, the Consulate General of Luxembourg in Shanghai has contributed to further enhance the excellent relationship between our two countries, and we will do everything necessary to maintain those long-standing and well-established friendly ties. We deeply deplore the incident, and we thank the netizens of China for their concern. We trust that this situation will be resolved soon with the professional help of the authorities. And that wraps up today's update. Stay tuned for our update on the 12th.